Hey, you, how's it going?
Honestly, I'm very frustrated at these chargebacks.
What's going on? Well, I
Okay.
got the whole list done, so I'm not sure
Right.
what else do you need on my end?
Okay, so can you pull up our Google Doc for the daily Omax daily report? And
Yes.
then go over to the chargeback section. I've kind of color coded it so I could break it down a little to so I can show you what I'm having struggles with.
Just answering Dave real quick. All right, I am on your dock.
All right, so under the chargeback tab, so you see how I've color coded it blue, orange, and yellow?
Yep.
The orange is the one you couldn't locate, which I think
Right.
it's one of these yellow ones, honestly. Now, these yellow
Okay.
ones, every last one of these accounts has five or more has five or more orders on it. And I don't know which is which. Like, I don't know which one is the summary that I need to send over for the chargebacks. Does that make sense? Like, I've pulled all the emails and
Well,
everything, but I'm
I'll I
stuck like
my
Chuck.
hold on. You just find that, so on my sheet, you'll see complete list and refund information. So the transaction info is right to the right of it.
To the right of it?
Yeah, bring up my spreadsheet.
I've gotten the information. Like I pulled it. It's over on the side. Like if you go like tab over, I got the you put the card number information, the customer's name, and then the transaction ID numbers.
Yeah, so like for example, one, two, three, the fourth one down, Anna Smith. You'll see the first six, last four, and then to the right of it is the transaction ID, the payment method, the amount that was refunded, and the customer's name.
Okay,
That
so where
case
would I look
ID
up that
matches
transaction?
your line item 10. Okay? So you're talking about you want the order ID for that?
Right. I mean, because so all of these yellow accounts, if you look up the email address, there's 5 to 10 different chart, like actual separate orders on it. And I don't know which one of those individual orders is the, I don't know which of those is the individual order for the chargeback itself for me to send that order summary over.
Oh, okay. Let me take a look. I didn't know you needed the Shopify info. I've never given that to you guys. So hold on one second.
I got you. Now, if you can tell me a way to look up the transaction ID numbers in Shopify, I can search them that way and get it myself. I've never seen a spot to look for it, but I might be looking in the wrong spot if you get my drift, you know?
Yeah, so for this one, so for Anna Smith, it's Shopify 43900.
Let's see, the one your red cursor's on.
Yeah, let me double check. Gotta go back over here. Yes, the one Mike, line 10.
Okay, 43900.
Yes.
Perfect.
Pound SH. Sorry, I'm a weirdo.
I understand. I am too. No worries.
So that charge. Now, if you look at that charge, you'll see information from the gateway, and you can get the authorization key, the charge key, the gateway token, like the fingerprint, everything.
Wait, where do you see that at? Like I'm on the
So
Shopify page, like I'm on the order page.
Yeah, go down all mm-hmm. the way to the bottom below the timeline.
Gotcha.
And
delete this order.
See, you'll see authorized.net.
I don't.
You, see, you don't see in the timeline? Do you
in
see
the
timeline?
I see the timeline. I don't see the integration build. No.
Okay, so under the timeline, you see leave a comment, right?
Right.
Right below that, you see May 22nd, this order was archived.
Mm-hmm.
Then below that, do you see app integration bridge?
Yes.
Fulfilled six items?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so keep going down till you see app 159.71 USD payment was processed on authorized.net. And click
that.
The little arrow.
Okay.
And then in there, you'll see information from Gateway.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll give you even more info. But I'm not sure, what exactly are you looking for in here?
So pretty much what I have to do is when I figure out which order is under chargeback, I have to go to the OLX page. And then once I have the order number, even if it's Shopify, I can find it in OLX. And then I have to save that order summary, put the customer's name that's on here, and the chargeback case number, and then send that order summary over to Bank of America.
Okay.
That's why I needed the order numbers. It threw me off a little bit.
Yeah, I would just look at them in Shopify directly. It's a lot quicker.
Right, but I don't have the order numbers to look them up.
Right,
like,
right,
I don't
right.
know how to look up the transaction numbers.
Right.
Like,
you mean like I just did the SH43900?
Right.
That
I need
number?
Those. Uh-huh.
All right. I can help you get those.
I found the other ones. The ones that are blue, I'm currently working on. If it has IP on it, I'm in process. That's just the – I have the Shopify's. Yeah, those are good.
Yeah, but those aren't the right order ID.
No,
those
that's just the that's the OLX order number.
Yeah, you need the actual Shopify order ID.
Right, I've already found those ones.
Okay.
You can't pull order numbers up in OLX.
No, I know. I'm just saying you might want to swap that out with the actual Shopify ID.
Mm-hmm.
So let me go down this list here. Let's see how quick they are to get. I'm going to go to the next one. So I'm basically going to my sheet, doing find.
I just don't know how to look up transaction ID numbers. Do I have permission to look that up, or do I have to get that from off?
What do you mean transaction ID numbers?
Like
the,
on the one you sent
the
over?
Refund?
No,
the
yeah. The
transaction ID?
Right, I don't know how to look those up in Shopify.
You can't look those up in Shopify. Those can only be brought up in authorized.net.
Oh, okay.
What information do you need on those?
I don't. You had sent those over, so I figured there might be a way for me to look them up.
That's just proof that we've made the refund.
Okay, so it's not going to show that it's refunded in the system, like in the order?
Nope. So you're in front of your machine, right?
Mm-hmm.
Go to uberconference.com. Do you know how to get to my – here, let me send you a link.
Okay. Do you just want to tack it on that email?
I'm going to actually just pop it right into Google Doc.
Okay.
Hold on one second. I got to change something here real quick.
Mm-hmm.
For my security on my machine for screen share.
I understand.
It's a new machine.
Yeah, I just got a new computer myself, so I should be good, though. I should.
Yeah, this is, let's see, okay. It's set up to work. I don't know why it's not. Okay, here we go.
Some of these are still showing up as active accounts in Shopify, like active subscriptions, so I'm canceling them.
Are you sure? Because I canceled a crap ton.
Yes, sir. The ones that are the grayed out, those are ones that I canceled in Shopify.
Where are you canceling them, though?
Through Bold.
Okay, you're going.
I'm not refunding anything. Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay. So you know how to cancel subs in Bold.
Of course.
Right? Okay, good. I'm just making sure.
I train all of my agents how to. Of course, that's part of our job description, Frank.
I'm just making sure. I figured you did, but
trust
you never
me.
Know.
I understand.
I totally trust you.
Oops, excuse me.
I totally trust you. 1,000%.
Aww.
Okay. All right, I'm go to the bottom of the doc, and I'm just dropping in a link. Just you'll see it there. Uber conference. Go down to the bottom of the list there.
There it is.
Click on that. Tell me when you're there.
I'm there. Yes, I can use my microphone.
Okay.
Hi, welcome to Frank's conference. What's your name? View or present screen share only.
Yes, that's what you want.
Right, view screen share. Also, if you want, I can walk you through what I have to do on with chargebacks as well, so that way you can see why I need the what specifically is needed, if you want.
Okay. Okay, cool. So you can see authorized on that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when I log in here, I got to go to transaction search. Now, this ID here,
mm-hmm.
So what I'm doing is I'm grabbing this here. I'm going to my sheet, right?
Right.
Making sure this is all selected because Excel's so finicky with search.
Actually, I know a way to completely bypass that, the search bar at the top, just Control F it. Take out the space on the butt of the CB number. But if you don't use that one, just Control F. Oh, what type of Excel are you using, sir?
I'm on Mac, but what I'm saying is when you do Control F, let me get my number here. When you do Control F and you paste it in, okay, it is finding it in the doc, even though that was selected. Okay, good. So there's my thing. So here's my transaction ID, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm grabbing this here. And that's where I'm searching. So I just do
mm-hmm.
all, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's my refund I did.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's the refund. So this was done at, 254 or something like that. You have no idea how late I was up last night. I was
I can imagine
getting these done.
Frank,
it's,
submitting these chargebacks, Frank, may take me honestly the rest of today and probably some of tomorrow. There's 27 of them. I understand.
Oh,
I promise.
Completely. Probably nobody understands as well as I do because I know what you're going through. Like, it literally took me all night to do these. And that's like taking, you know, a short break for dinner or going to the bathroom or grabbing something to drink. Like, it's just a very slow, tedious process to go in, to find it, to do the refund, track the data. Like, it just, it's crazy.
Right, because
okay, so,
you got to go and nitpick everything.
Yeah, a lot of them I got lucky on, like when I would go in and look, right?
Mm-hmm.
I would go in. So the way I would do it is like this. I'd go in, last four, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then, so I'd grab the last four, do a transaction search, drop it in here, and just do a search. Now I'd look at it and I'd say, okay, charge date was 5/15/159/71. Okay, 159.71, 11/5/15. Okay, here's one right here. Boom. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Settled. So that was it. That was the refund. You know what I mean? This was what I refunded, which was this here. You'll see it was done 10th of June. So here was the charge. Submitted the 14th. It settled on the 15th, which matches up, you know, settled on the 15th. It was the only one on this list
that had that. Right.
Yeah. So I knew it was good. So then you just go here, you click refund, you drop in. I drop in the
case number,
case ID there. I delete that because I don't want any email going out, and I click OK. I'm not going to click OK because, you know, I've already done it.
So right.
I click OK, and then when I do it, it pops up a little screen which gives me this information here. And I copy it, and I paste it in, and I go to the next one, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So let's go back to, like, this Anna Smith one, and I'll show you the information and you tell me what information you need. So now that I have refund transaction IDs, those are very easy to search.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So all I got to do is pop that in there, do a search, boom, it comes up. These will all settle. Are these settled yet? No, these probably will settle. Oh, yeah.
Within
3 to 5
business days.
Yeah, this one settled already. This one settled 38 minutes after midnight.
Okay.
Last night. So now if it shows up on their credit card, that's a different story. It's settled through our processor, you know?
Okay. So if they try and charge back it again, I can already put in there, this is previously refunded.
Yeah. So once I bring it up, so here's all the information we have on it. I'm not sure, like, we've got the reference transaction ID.
Is there a way to look for that number in the system?
The reference transaction ID?
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe so.
Okay. Do you have an order number?
It doesn't have anything. The only thing, like, even the, like, reference transaction ID, which brings up the original transaction, right?
Mm-hmm. I wonder if there's a way to look for that invoice number.
Which one? This
go down
one, right?
A little bit more under order information. Is there a way to look for that number? Like in OLX or Shopify?
I don't believe so, but we can definitely give it a shot.
Nope.
Nothing there. Now, this is the Anna Smith order
right
here. This is that order. So, looking to see, like, any of the information. Okay, so there it is right there. That's the same info.
Right, it's just not going to let us.
Oh, no, it's not. It's not. It's not.
Oh.
It's not. See?
Oh, no.
BUG6G.
Anna
yeah.
Smith has like four different chargebacks, but on the account for Anna Smith, there are like 12 charges. Like when I put in her email address, it's like 12 charges. Like order wise.
Wow.
So this is so frustrating. I won't lie, Frank.
Well, see, I'm only going, we can't worry about what hasn't been
charged
back.
Right.
We can only worry about what's been submitted one at a time. You know, as they come in, we handle them. So, what other information do you need to submit?
I just need the order numbers. Honestly, that is all I need, because once I get the order numbers, I can pull up the accounts and get the stuff that I need.
Okay. So let me go ahead and drop the order numbers in for you, okay?
Perfect. You're the best.
No problemo. I'm going to go ahead and start doing that right now. Let's see. So
I'm not sure how you're finding them. It's probably something you're doing on your end. Okay.
I'll show you. So let's start with this one right here. So I'm going to jump into my list, do a find. Boom, there it is, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this is another Anna Smith order, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just basically looking at it at 522 for 159.71, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to do Anna Smith. Shopify has done something weird with their profile, so I need to do it. And I shut the window down accidentally, so I got to go to incognito here. Okay. So I'm just starting out with Anna Smith, right?
Mm-hmm. I hate the fact that they use such generic names, Frank.
I know.
It is driving me nuts.
Yep. And then I go here to view all orders, right? And then I look at the date, charge date 5/22, right?
Uh-huh.
So it's probably this one, the 21 on the 21st. It's not
that's the
be
one
the
we just. That's the one that we just put for the other Anna Smith. 43900. That one.
Okay, so that's gonna be. So then let's look at. We've got 1, 2. So this one is the 521/522.
So
okay,
you
so the
think we should swap them?
Yeah, so the 521 is going to be this info here.
I'm filling it in.
Four three seven two three.
Okay. And then the other one is
43900. It's going to be the next one.
Okay.
So I'm going to go ahead and.
Because so far, Frank, I have worked on these for 2 hours and I have 5 order summaries.
Wow.
That's it. I'm so disappointed in myself.
No, don't be disappointed. I'm going to help you right now. So.
You're the bestest.
Yeah, I'm gonna get you rolling here. I'm getting this both in the same window so I can just go back and forth between these tabs. All right, so you got those in there like that. So this one right here, what's this one with the question mark? Let's find that.
That's the one you couldn't locate, remember? Or hold on. Oh, that one. Never mind. Ignore me. And And since Shopify is not showing that you have already refunded, I am going to get a note so that way if for some reason the original cardholders call in, my agents don't try and refund them.
Yeah, yeah. See, that's the thing. I probably should have refunded these through Shopify.
But I got you.
The reason I did them through off.net was because you were telling me that you couldn't locate them. So
I couldn't.
Thought you weren't able to, yeah, I thought you couldn't find them in Shopify. So that's why I was just automatically sort of auto doing them in authorized.net.
I got
you.
Mm-hmm.
So no biggie. Let me go through and start knocking these out for you. Okay, and get
all
you
right.
as many order numbers as I can.
Perfect. All righty. I'm going to get back on handling my side of it, okay?
Excellent. I'm going to make myself a quick sandwich, and then I'll be on it in 10, 15 minutes.
All right. You're the best.
Thanks, Aya.
All right. Be safe. Mm-hmm.
Bye, Hen. You too.
Bye.